Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Well, another boring week at Hallis Hall. No drama. Nothing really to talk about there. Quite the opposite, of course. That's called sarcasm. Dan Hampton joins us now. Hamp sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Hamp, what do you make of a week where you hear the coach is getting fired in one report, then he's got to come out and pretty much say he's not, and these players got to suit up tomorrow? I mean, what a weird week.
Well, obviously, as you just so aptly put it, another boring, no news week out of Lake Forest. Look, I, all of us that played the game for, you know, for any length of time, and certainly those that played for the Bears, were kind of tormented by this. Number one, we loved the fact we had the opportunity to play for the Bears, but what went on this week doesn't shine a very favorable light on them. Now, all that being said, we're not going to know what the end game is for a couple of more days. I personally, on Monday, thought the way I was reading the tea leaves, the non-denials, this, that, I thought that Nagy had been asked that, you know, essentially, hey, look, this is what we want to do. We've got 10 days after Detroit. We're going to go in another direction. And I think the end game is the fact that they changed the rules in the NFL where if you do not have a head coach, you are, you know, given permission to go and find one the last 2 weeks of the season, weeks 17 and 18. So, you know, you don't want to, you know, evidently, you know, we can kind of surmise the Bears have not been that great at picking coaches, not that great at picking general managers. It'd kind of be nice to be able to be at the front of the line, if you would. So I think this was what it was all geared to achieve. But unfortunately, I don't think things went as well planned. And it kind of unraveled. And we'll find out later. Did Nagy leak it? Did someone make the story up to force the hands of Bears? But the overarching stabilizing statement was made today when George McCaskey said he spoke to the team and said Nagy will remain the coach. Now, did they have plans on Monday for something else? And now they had to change their in-game, their plans? We're only going to find out sometime probably in January, February.
Yeah. But
all I know is what really bothers me is Matt Nagy is a real nice guy.
Yeah.
From all reports. And a nice fan. He shouldn't have been put in this position. He should have been terminated last January. And we would not be going through this right now. But all those things being said, this team needs to put all that nonsense aside and think about we need to win a game for a lot of reasons, but the main one being self-respect for the organization.
Well, yeah, it's Detroit. Like, I mean, I hate to say that because you never know. Any game in any NFL game, any team can win, right? Like, that's the whole thing. But
we beat Pittsburgh, and they go over and tie Detroit. I mean, it's
true.
Crazy. I mean, Pittsburgh beats us, and we should have beat them, but, you know, another story. But, I mean, they were kind of lucky to get a tie with Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And last week, Detroit came storming back and had Cleveland on the ropes. And on third and 14, they were on a draw and then punted in the last minute and a half of the game. So, anyway, we don't want to be in that position. We don't want – I mean, the best way to put all this stuff to bed is to win, get back on track, try to do what you can to build for the future. And we all know what the future is. It is – Justin Fields.
On the topic of Justin Fields, I mean, I hear you guys talk about this all the time, that, you know, some of the things he can do with his legs and scrambling is great, but you're just susceptible to injury. Of course, in this league, you can only go on for so long. You know, how do you balance that moving forward? I mean, you want an explosive playmaker, but you want him to be
injury-free. Is it impossible in this day and age to make those two things meet and work?
Well, the great Obradovich always says, you know, running quarterbacks are great, but it's just a matter of time till they get popped. And I didn't even really – I don't think there was a definitive moment or a point in a play where you could say, hey, this is where he got his ribs hurt. I don't know. I'm just telling you. I agree with you that, you know, on one hand, you want to, you know, keep your, the health of your quarterback to the you know, as a premium, and you don't want to, you know, expose him. But it's a game of football. They got helmets and pads on. There's a reason why. And every once in a while, he's going to have to try to break things down and run. We saw that against the 49ers. He did a great job. But I agree with you. They had five called runs in that game before he left the game. I don't know if that's what I would start off doing the very first play of the game. The very first play of the first two drives was a quarterback called run. So is it the best plan? Obviously, I don't think so. But I think he still has to have that ability and that option if he needs it.
Yeah. All right, well, what do you look at? I mean, the defense has had its struggles, too. I mean, you know, this isn't the team a couple of years ago where, you know, the defense is going to, I mean, they'll keep you in games. They've shown that, but they've kind of not held that bend, not break. They've broken more than you want, and that's a huge problem.
It's not the same defense. Think about this. You know, the four highest paid players on defense, they went on the field. They may not be on the field again this year. And we're talking about Khalil Mack, Akeem Hicks, Danny Trevathan, and Eddie Jackson. So those each individually would make a big difference. Collectively, it's a different defense. It's broken. And unfortunately, you know, a lot of the decisions that Ryan Pace made about allowing Kyle Fuller to walk and keeping Jimmy Graham, and it would have been a little bit more money for Kyle Fuller, but man, I got to tell you, Kendall Vildor has not done us any favors the last couple of weeks. They've attacked him when they needed, you know, a play. They needed yardage. They needed a score. And it's pretty much the green light special.
What are you thinking for tomorrow? What's your gut telling you?
I think the core of the Bears will go out and play the game that they need to play. Dalton is a very professional quarterback. He can function. I remember 4 years ago that Chase Daniel went out and we beat Detroit, and, you know, it was kind of a yawner. All I know is we don't want to be in a game in the fourth quarter with this bunch because they are desperate, and desperate folks do desperate things. So let's hope that we control business early and often, and we don't get into a shootout with a road dog like this when you know, we don't need to be in a fight with them. You know what they used to say, you lay down with dogs, you get fleas. We don't need to be laying down. We need to be putting them away early. And hopefully we kind of get this season back on track. We're not going to be in the playoffs, but still, there's lots of things that can be accomplished.
Hampton will be at 9 a.m. tomorrow, 2:30 as well. Hope they're feeding you well. I know they are. 50-50 Group does a great job with you folks.
Absolutely. Happy Thanksgiving to each and every one. Thank you,
Dan Hampton. Hampton, of course, sponsored by Chevy Drives Chicago. All right, quick break to the news here on WGN.